Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Nun Hey. Ksubas daf Nun Hey. And the Gemara here quotes the Shita of Rabbi Nasan, who says, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri in Mesukan and in Shumas Meiser Shel Demai. So what does this mean? That the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri in Mesukan? That's not our topic. That's about if somebody is mitzavah to give a get. But Shumas Meiser Shel Demai. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes the Mishnah in the fourth parak in Demai. And that is, we know, Demai was a takana d'rabanan, that there were many Ame Haaretz that were nervous about Truma Gedola, because that's Misa B'dei Shamayim, so they took off Truma, but they weren't so makwit about Truma, about Maiser Rishon. And maybe they weren't familiar with Maiser Rishon going to the Levi, and Trumas Maiser having to be taken out of Maiser Rishon, and that has the same halacha as Truma Gedola, but they weren't so familiar. Most people did. Most people were mafrish, but some people weren't, so Chazar Misakein Demai. Demai, this, what is this? And said that if you buy fruit, you buy a tvua from an Amaris, one has to have an extra separation just in case the Amaris did not take off. But what happened? There are some situations that because it's difficult or because there's a tzorach of some kind, the Rabbanu were mekel, and they said, you know what? You could rely on the majority that most people do what they're supposed to do, and they are mafresh demai. So that's what this is referring to. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in the fourth parak of demai, and that is halokeach peiros mishino neman al maisros v'shachach la'asron. What about if it's Shabbos? What about if it's Shabbos and you're not allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos? So you could rely on the guy if he says that on Shabbos that he was mafresh. Yochal al piv, says the Mishnah. Chashka b'motzi Shabbos, but once it's motzi Shabbos, then you got to be mafresh again. What Shabbos? So that's today's topic that we'll talk about. First, let's finish the Mishnah. We have this comes up in the Gemara. Rashi quotes this whole Mishnah. Lo mitzah. What if you didn't find the seller that you bought from, but one of his friends said that he was mafresh? Amar lo echad shino neman al ma'isros mu'usar en hein. Ochal apiv. You could trust the seller himself. You could trust the friend of the seller. Chashecha b'motzi Shabbos lo yochal she'aser. But again, once Motzi Shabbos comes, then you can't eat until it was Mu'usar. And then you have the second half of the Mishnah. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai Shechazulam Koma. What if you were Mafresh? Right? Because you weren't sure, so that's why you were Mafresh Meiser Rishon, and then Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon. And then what happens? Things got mixed up. You had it in the refrigerator, and then it got put back in the the rest of the Tvua that you took off. So now you're stuck. Because now, this isn't just something that I could be mafresh from and eat the rest of it. Anywhere in this mixture could be the Trumas Meiser, which I'm not allowed to eat if I'm a Yisrael. So it's a big hefsid. It's a big potential loss. So Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer, Af Bechol Sho'alo V'Ochel Opiv. Even on a weekday, you're allowed to be ask him and trust him. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Ubitrumas Meiser Shel Demai, we pass like Reb Shimon Shazuri, who says, even on a weekday, one is allowed to be Sho'el Al Piv. Even though we did, why? Because we learned earlier in the Mishnah that for Shabbos, on Shabbos, then for sure you're allowed to believe him. This even on a weekday, you're allowed to believe him because of Hefsid Merubah, because of the potential financial loss. Why on Shabbos is he believed without Hefsid Merubah? What's the Tzorach of Shabbos? So Rashi here quotes, right here, on our Mishnah, on our Gemara, Haydenokar Af Bachol Mishim Tektani Hasa Milsach Risi V'yesh Bachilik. Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, because of the mitzvah derabanan of Oneg Shabbos, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perak Nuches, v'kibadato, and Oneg. So because of that, you could rely on it, but on Motzi Shabbos, right, you can't, which is fascinating. Is it kosher, is it not kosher? So at the moment, you could assume it's kosher, even though in 5 hours from now, I'm going to have to assume it's not kosher, and then be mafresh again and not be able to eat it. But anyway, that's Rashi's lashon here. If you look or meko laonik Shabbos, if you look in Rashi in Chulin on Daf Ayin Hey, Rashi uses the lashon of kavet Shabbos. Because of kavet Shabbos, I'm allowed to be meko. If you think oneg and kavet, the Marsha assumes it's the there's no chilik, and Rashi is just using similar terms. But remember, we've mentioned often the Gra in Hilchos Yontif. The Gra thinks that there is a big difference between kavet Shabbos and oneg Shabbos. That's based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, where the Shulchan Aruch says, this is Tavkuf Chavtes, the Goran Hilchos Yantif, that's the Dinim of Simchas Yantif, where the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah Yantif L'chalko, Chesil Beis HaMedesh V'Chesil L'Achil V'Shisiyah, that's Chesil Hashem V'Chesil L'Lachem, V'Al Yitzam Tzeim Bo'Tzosh Yantif, V'Tzorach L'Chabdo U'La'ango K'mo B'Shavis. There's a mitzvah of kavod and oneg Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of kavod and oneg yantif. And the Gra quotes the Torah's Kohanim, Mikra Kodesh, Kadshehu, Ubamea Atamakadsho, Bimachal, Ubimishte, Ubixus Nikia, Ayin Sham, Vechulu, and then he quotes, Mashamar Gemara, Maidef Sevaklodesh Mechubad, Ze Yom HaKippurim, She'ein Bo, Kidei Achilo, Vashia, we're not eating and drinking, Vekabdeo, Bixus Nikia, Yom Kippur only gets the nice clothing. Habishar Yantif, Sarach Machal, Umishte, Vixus Nikia, Vizeo Shamar Kamo, Bishabis, The Gra is mayor, and it's explicated elsewhere that the Gra says that kavod is everything that you do before Yantif, and oneg is and Shabbos, and oneg is everything you do on Yom Kippur. You don't do anything on. There's no eating or drinking, but it's all beforehand. Right? We wear the nice clothes beforehand. So everything we do, and it's Meduyuk in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Everything we do before Shabbos, getting dressed and setting the table and preparing the food and going shopping, that's Kavod Shabbos. And everything we do on Shabbos to enjoy ourselves, eating and relaxing and sleeping, so that's Oneg Shabbos. And that's so Rashi here doesn't use the words maybe as Meduyuk. In that way, but that's the Vilna Gaon's Ha'ara and others based on the Rambam. And Yom Kippur has one without the other, but generally Shabbos and Yom Kippur have both. That's Kavod and Oneg. So that's why, put it to Rashi, in both places, Rashi seems like, well, really, you're not supposed to trust the Am Ha'aretz. But you know what? There's a Tzorech. There's a Tzorech of Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, you're allowed to rely that he took off for, and there's a Tzorech of Hefzid. Tosfos does not like this Pshat. Tosfos doesn't like that. Oh, Stam Onik Shabbos. Tosfos right here quotes Rashi. And he said, V'tayim ad-Rabbanan, lo mishim Onik Shabbos, k'divesh b'kuntres. The mishim Onik Shabbos, lo sharidan le'lechol, demai. That's not good enough. There's a potential isser here. Just because of Onik Shabbos, the Rabbanan wouldn't have allowed you to eat the demai. That's not the svara for why on Shabbos he is believed. Ela mishum, emas Shabbos. It's because the awe of Shabbos. K'demash Rabbi Yerushalmi. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. Really, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas amaroim in Demai. But what does the Yerushalmi say? Tosfos quotes it. Takamaluhu Reb Shimon Shazuri L'Rabbanan. K'shem she'emas Shabbos alama aretz, kach emas truma alama aretz. Pirish. Ama aretz yare l'shaker b'Shabbos b'davar she'enu me'usar. Mishum, and then he adds, Mishum Shabbos kavas l'maiser. There's an ema. There's an awe of Shabbos that even the Am Haaretz feels, and therefore he wouldn't rely on Shabbos. Amazing. The Rambam also quotes this. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaser in Perek Yud Beis. The Rambam says Perek Aleph Halach Aleph Halokech Beis Mishenim Neman Ala Maaseris V'Shachach La Asron V'Nichnas Shabbos O Yontif Sheni Yachol La Aser. It's Shabbos O Yontif, and I'm not allowed to be Mafrish. So what do? Hariza Shalom. You can ask him. You can ask him, like the Mishnah says. V'im amarlo mu'usar en hein, ochal al piv b'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. V'chinem amarlo echad she'eno ne'eman mu'usar en hein. Or if his friend says, ochal al piv ba'osa Shabbos. Again, only that Shabbos. V'yafilu hayu lo peros acheros misukanin me'oso hamin. Even if you had other fruit from that type, you don't really need it. So, right, maybe that line of the Rambam is mefurish, like also going against Rashi. It says like, oh, Sorach Onik Shabbos, you need the food. The Rambam says, even if you have other fruit from the same type, you don't need this. V'pnei she'emas Shabbos ala me'aretz ve'eno over ba'avera. Well, there's an ema. He doesn't do an avera. The nafgamina between the reasons, let's say, are you allowed to ask him before Shabbos, about his peros, you know, it's 5 minutes before Shabbos. It's not Shabbos yet. So technically he's not lying on Shabbos. So if the reason is Ema, then you can't trust him yet. Because it's not Shabbos yet, then maybe he's gonna lie. But if it's about L'Shem Oneg, then you're asking him about L'Shem Oneg, so that could be an afkamina between the two. That's what the Yerushalmi mentions as an afkamina between them. This relates to the idea, you know, somebody's scared about of lying. Is there a worse Aveira to lie on Shabbos? Or to do any Aveira on Shabbos. We know there's an Isurim of Shabbos, this Chil Shabbos, that's violating Shabbos. What if I do an Aveira that has nothing to do with Shabbos, but I do it on Shabbos? So is that at all worse to do an Aveira on Shabbos than to do it during the week? So there is a tshuva of the Mishnah Halachas from Menashe Klein where he quotes based on a Prima Gadim and an Alshech. Maybe, because there's an extra element. He quotes from the Prima Gadim in his Sefer Matan Scharin Shal Mitzvos. Sheila be'inyin shamar chazal. Hamachal Shabbos kekofer b'chala Torah kula. If somebody's machal Shabbos, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Chulin, then he's a heretic for certain halachas. Im hu dafka be'isr Torah o afilu be'isr drabanan. Im osa ve'er b'Shabbos im oncho chamur yoser mi b'chol olo. So the Prima Gadim discusses this. Is the idea of violating Shabbos kekofer b'chala Torah kula only daraises or even drabanans of Shabbos or any aveir on Shabbos? Is it where it says yadua mashakasav? He quotes Rama, but what he means here, as is clear later, is Ramosha Alshech. Rama usually means the Rama, but here Ramosha Alshech vayakel on the pasuk lo savaru eish b'chomosh vaseichem. Or the pasuk says vayakel, don't light fire. So the pashas is you're not allowed to light fire on Shabbos. Ki mavir eish gehenim. Don't light the fire of Gehenim on Shabbos. Hanach b'Shabbos. Let Gehenim rest on Shabbos. V'gam b'nefesh yisera shebo oseh ha'avera v'tichpo ra'aso. If one uses, one violates on Shabbos, says the Al-Shech in this one line, so then it seems like I'm not only sinning with my own neshama, but my neshama yisera I'm dragging down. And also, violating. So that's the quote of the Al-Shech. And now the Mishnah Halacha says, V'kiyamti ba'atzmi mitzvah l'shmo l'divri chachamim. V'yanti b'divri Al-Shech ala Torah parashas v'yakel. Right, I looked in the what the Al-Shech said, and he writes in parentheses, Mashkatzav Ramak habanasla Rabbeinu Moshe Al-Shech. Then he quotes, this is the language of the Al-Shech. And that was the Prima Gadim quoting the Al-Shech, but now this is the Al-Shech himself. V'derech remez yitachin ramaz lanu, hu yizbarach kamakasha yoser lefan of yizbarach avera. Acher asher yasa ha'adam b'yom ha'shabbos, me asher yasa b'chol. It's worse. V'hu k'moshe yadanu, ki avon atzmo asher yasa hu koach tuma ha'me'utad laduno b'gehenim. Every time that we do an avera, we create some type of prosecuting force that's gonna punish us. V'hu b'ivaso misyachis l'mavir chelek asher lo b'gehenim, ki ashmaso hi eish shetalahateo misaviv. Akein tichbal ra'aso, asher osa avir b'yom Shabbos, shebo eish gehenim noachu mitztanein. Right, gehenim is closed on Shabbos. You're trying to open the doors. Trying to open the doors on Shabbos. V'hu yavirenu. Uma gam shekofe eish hanefesh ha'yesera shebo, lasos ha'yadako ha'chatum ali sarefbo. So therefore, that's the language of the Al-Shech. And now, the Mishnah Halachis, right, more contemporary, explains both the Prima Gadim and the Al-Shech, as we just explained it, but we saw the words. Ha'achas, when somebody doesn't have air on Shabbos, it's really two elements that are our problem. Achas, even the same Avera. I do the same Avera during the week as I do, I speak Lashon Hara. I speak Lashon Hara during the week, I speak Lashon Hara on Shabbos. Achas, ha'idei Avera gorim la'atzmo gehenim la'acham oso. V'lo dai shagorim la'gehenim kibichol Avera, ela gorim la'atzmo gehenim b'Shabbos kodesh, b'shosha gehenim noachbo. V'u gorim la'hekenim oso yom. V'ein kavan oso shiver eish gehenim b'Shabbos. It's not like you're causing the gates to be opened on Shabbos. The gates are closed. But I'm gonna pay for it during the week because of you know what I did on Shabbos, which was inappropriate. That's not because I was machal Shabbos more, but because of that. He even discusses later on in this tshuva. He says, "Oh, did this relate to the Nebuki Yosef of Nabakama? Famous, probably top five." Famous Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef discusses the Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eishem Eishem Chitzav. I light a fire and it goes and damages. I'm going to be responsible for that. Because Eishem Eishem Chitzav says, Kilo, I lit the fire when it damaged. So how does somebody light Shabbos candles before Shabbos? Right? If it's considered when the fire spreads as if I'm lighting the candles, then how could somebody light Shabbos candles? It's Kilo, I'm lighting fire on Shabbos. Right, so that's his question, and he gives an answer. You don't say it's as if you did it, it's just related to your original action. It doesn't mean that you're actually doing it right now. So he relates that to this discussion here. Because the trigger went on Shabbos, even though it's gonna, the actual fire is gonna happen during the week, but it's kilo it happened on Shabbos. Okay. But he says, number one. And then number two, the second element of the Al-Shech, Vashed is Shagorim Lanashami Yisera Shabolachto. V'im kein chote pekiflayim klomar, right? The neshabi nishmos benishmas kalashanu mosif lazen neshama yisera v'avonu kafol. So we're causing the neshama yisera. Okay, so this is the message of the Al-Shech and the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Halachas that there's something damaging on Shabbos also. Also, if you look in Rav Moshe has one line in Arachayim Chelik Beis Simin Lamed Dalet. Beis Lamed Dalet, where Rav Moshe, it's Tshuva actually written to my father. Right, a Chav Vav Elo Tavshin Chav Gimel, 1963, written about asking a Kohen to go out of the shul, or being mochel, if there are a couple of yard sites in shul, and they want to give the yard sites the aliyah. So he has one paragraph in that tshuva. Ube emes, yesh bazeh gam tam emes. Tzmi mishabasos v'yamtif yishlochas yoser, l'shem yikashlu b'chid machlokes. And some achronim say, you know, one of the achronim I saw say that, you know, during the week we're so busy, we don't have time to argue with each other as much. But on Shabbos, we're all in shul, and we're focusing on who's getting the aliyahs, and we're focusing on who's this and who's that. So, you know, this, but says Rav Moshe, we have to be extra careful about the Chayim Machlokas on Shabbos. And he quotes our Rambam, and he quotes our Tosfos and Rashi, and he says, and don't tell me it's just, oh, the Amei Haaretz have Eim of Shabbos Aleihem. But really, there's nothing different about Shabbos, but the Amei Haaretz have this Eim of Shabbos. No, it's reflective of something true. That there is something about Shabbos that we should have more ema on Shabbos. The pirshu mishum de b'Shabbos chomer b'neiam lasos aveira yoser mibechol upashet shehu emes she b'Shabbos chomer lasos aveira lo shezeu tos ame haaretz to mehechitesi yitu bazeh im lo haya hadaver emes. Right, and therefore umashom b'Shabbos b'yaretz mishum de chaverim hari lo yaveru l'shecha gam b'chol. Okay, so he says it's reflective of something deeper. This is also why we try to delay Shabbos as much as we can, because we believe, just reflecting what we said before, Gehenna is closed on Shabbos. That's why we say Vihi Noam and extend Shabbos as much as we can, because we want to delay Shabbos. Right? They say, when does Gehenna open after Shabbos? So I think the Yisod Vishar Shavoda says, well, it depends how long we kept Shabbos in this world. Whatever our Zmanim were. So you want to keep a little shorter Shabbos, then it'll be a little shorter Shabbos upstairs also. So the longer Shabbos, the more we extend Shabbos, the more it will be extended. Right? Some of the Rav Pinkus discusses, and other Bali Musar say, lo savaru eish v'yama Shabbos, there are specific averas also that we should stay away from on Shabbos. And the Zohar says on this pasuk, lo savaru eish, getting angry on Shabbos. Lo savaru eish ha-machlokas, do not try to, or try not to lighten and light the fire of anger on Shabbos. Chazal b'zohar kodesh biaru, and this is Rav Pinkus in Tiferes Shimshon. Shatora medes lano kan gam al eish hakaas. Hayrish yeshnu iser miyuchad lichos b'Shabbos kodesh. A special iser. We have to try, and again, it's challenging because that's when everybody's home and not everybody. During the week, it might be easier on a Tuesday, to prevent the anger. But on Shabbos, everybody's home. Ube'emes hakaas aser b'cholzman. Says Rav Pinkus. Okay, fligo chazal begnuso kol hakoyes kilo obed avad zora kumin againim sholtim bo amnam yeshnim pa'amim shetzorach lisos ksas. But sometimes there is time to get angry a little bit, as Chazal say. But b'matzavim elu aser b'shum mekra shakaz yishlod alav. But obviously, it can never take over us. Kas hapanim v'lo kas halev. And this is all merumas. Alzer romez apasak shagam kishakas hu tovu moil aser hu b'Shabbos kodesh. But not on Shabbos. Shav Shabbos v'yam tovim em yimei minucha v'simcha v'asur luchos v'em b'shum panim v'ofan, because that's a violation of the nature of the day. You know, as much as we can, and we have to recognize just one other related point, and that is Shabbos is a day that we have the potential to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and obviously averus bring us further. So maybe it also has to do with that. It's the squandered potential that we have, which causes it to be worse. It reminds me of the Gemara in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Yuma has the story of Rav and the Butcher. Rav and the Butcher, right? The Bali Musar quote this, Aseres Yimei Tshuva time. The Gemara says, Pei Zion. What's the story? There was a story, Rav Havilei Milsa Badiyahu Tabcha. There was a certain butcher that had wronged Rav. Lost Lakame Mali Yom Kippur. And the butcher did not come to ask forgiveness on Erev Yom Kippur. So Amar Iu, Iomar Iu, Ezel Anola. For you, say, maybe I'll go make it easier for him. I'll go to the butcher shop. I'll make myself available so he could say I'm sorry. Pagabe Rafuna on the way there. Rafuna sees him. I guess Erev Yom Kippur. Like, you should be home eating. You know, what are you doing? Taking a walk. He says, where are you going? I'm going. Lehecha goes Amar. Amar Leil. For you, say the plan. I'm going to appease so and so to make myself available. Amar Azul Abel Miktol Nafshot. So Rafuna says to him, you're going to kill him. What are you doing? What are you going to the butcher shop for? You end up killing him. Azav Kamilovay. He didn't listen to him and he went anyway. And the Rafuna was a Navi. And right when he got to the butcher shop, the butcher was chopping some meat. Dali Eini Vechazi, he lifted up his eyes, he saw Rav there. Amalei, At, Abba At, is that you? Abba, which is the nickname of Rav. Zil, Wesley Milsabadach. Get out of here, I'm not interested in talking to you. And right then he chopped the meat, Vadikapali Reshe, Ishtama Garma, right then he chopped the meat, a bone went out of the meat, and hit him in the forehead, Umachi Bakue Vekatle, and he died. So, fine. There's a lot more maybe to the story that's not there, but that's the story in the Gemara. The question, how did Rav Huna know anything? What's the, you know, what he knew that he was going to not, you know, say I'm sorry? The answer is sometimes when things are easier for us and then we squander the opportunity, that makes it even worse. Maybe Rav Huna knew that he was not the kind of guy that was going to say I'm sorry. And therefore, he knew it would be worse. They call this Aseres Yemei Tshuva, right? It's not to do tshuva the whole year Mela, but to not do tshuva during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. You know, that's the mitzvah of the week. So maybe also regarding Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is a potential time when we could get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 25-hour period when we're intensely connected and not using that time properly, you know, makes it even worse in a sense. Maybe that's like what the Al-Shech meant by, you know, violating even with the Neshama Yisera. But this is started with Eimah Shabbos on the Amei Aretz. That's how we got to it from our sugya. Okay, we'll stop here.